speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, June the 6th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. It is D-Day, the anniversary of the invasion of Normandy, of France, the Allies landing, massive casualties with the Allies, and of course there were ceremonies honoring the few who remain, pretty much all of them, in their 90s. The guys who are, you know, in their 90s to some of them over 100 were teenagers. Some of them 15 years old, 17 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old. And so only a few of them remain. The youngest are now amongst the oldest among us. And so we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about what is coming up. Are we in America today? Are we like Germany in 1935? Are we headed for the same type of thing? And what brought about this change? Quite frankly, I've said many times, and I still believe this, and it looks truer every day that passes, that we're headed for a time in history, a cyclical time in history. Strauss and Howe, who wrote a lot about generational history, generational turnings, they wrote a book called The Fourth Turning. They said about every 70 to 80 years, plus or minus a few years, we have a major eruption in society. And so at that time, we had the Great Depression, World War II. Prior to that, we had the Civil War. Prior to that, we have the Revolutionary War. And they went back about 500 years in English history, showing that cycle. Four generations, about 20 years apart. And the condition of society and what people are born into, you know, whether it is leading up to a war or right after a war, whatever, affects the generation's attitudes towards society. And there is a major turning, a major change that comes about every 80 years. And that time frame, understand, the elites understand this as well. It is no coincidence, in my opinion, that they've picked 2030 to have their smart city prison cities. That's really what you need to think about with this. It's not a smart city. It is a prison city. And they have chosen to have that imposed by 2030. That's their deadline. All private cars will be banned by then. The complete Big Brother surveillance of everybody everywhere all the time will be there. You know, one of the hallmarks of Nazi films, when you look at prior to the end of the war, as people were trying to carry out operations in occupied France or whatever, you would have people being dropped or people trying to escape or whatever. What was the hallmark of that? The hallmark was that you had Nazi soldiers walking the streets. And if they saw anybody at any time for any reason, they could walk up to them and say, "Your identity papers, please." They could do a full inspection of you. That is happening already now in the United States. We have become. You think this is an exaggeration? You think this is not happening here? Take a look at what our government is doing, and they're getting ready to roll out something that is far more sophisticated than anything that the Nazis ever had. They did not have the ability to do a full audit of you without you even knowing it, without even asking you for your identity papers, which is what we are in the process of building in our country right now. Cameras. They already have a biometric database. I just talked about that yesterday. Billions of social messages being scanned by the Navy. We have the FBI and law enforcement looking at, was it 600 and something million, 650 million, I think, images that they have, driver's licenses and so forth. And, of course, they can scan Facebook. They can scrape information off of that. They don't even have to buy that from Facebook. That's out there publicly. All they have to do is have their web crawlers crawl over all the stuff that you've posted up about yourself. And they don't have to have armed soldiers, but they're going to have them. They're rolling out TSA as well. So are we really in the run-up to another World War II? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on Big Tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, June the 6th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, the Normandy landing at D-Day is being celebrated and honored. The few remaining survivors are being honored. I want to play for you a video clip. This is a veteran who had a song that has basically gone viral. It is now beating Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift in the charts right now. This is a very elderly gentleman. All these guys are in their 90s, but I just want to play his recollection of this because these are the people that are being honored, and they should be honored. Quite frankly, there is no question. We can have questions about how we got maneuvered into this war. We can have questions about what the Allies and the American government did after World War One that made World War Two inevitable. But there was no question about the fact that they were right to defend their lives. They were right to defeat the Nazis, to attack them. The question that I have as we look at this is not about debating history, but whether or not we're heading into another time like this. I believe that we are, and I'll make the case for this as we look at the remembrance of D-Day. But first, let's hear from one of the people who was there. Video one.
In the cold gray light of the 6th of June.
This is a song I wrote after the 25th anniversary. I knew that people would listen to a song.
The Empire Lout sailed out from Poe.
The song is ready to honor and remember all those brave lads who didn't come back.
And we set our course for Normandy at the dawning of the day.
The tug companies didn't observe this rule. They went on the pool system, so they gave me a job straight away. But I didn't know when I went that my first trip was going to be the invasion of Europe. As my song says, in the cold grey light of the 6th of June, we set sail for Normandy.
We knew that many would not return, but all our hearts were true.
The significance and seriousness of it has been forgotten. I don't think youngsters today realise just how important it was. One in every four merchant seamen lost their lives. The message I want to get across is that people should learn from war, is that we must not let this happen again. We did get shot at, and I remember very naively, I was only a kid, we had naval gunners on board. And I said to him, what's all these big splashes, I said, either side? He said, oh, that's a German gun battery up there ranging on us. I said, what does that mean? He said, well, they fire a shot and see where it falls, and if it's too high, they wind down a bit. He said, it usually takes two or three shots to get it right. I said, well, there's been four or five. He said, yeah, well, he's a lousy gun there. All the medals that matter, the top row, those are the ones that matter. I had them before I was 16. This is a 3945 star. Everybody who saw action in the war gets that. And this is the victory medal. That everybody.
All right, let's hold it there. He's talking about his medals, and yes, he deserves every one of those. When you listen to the accounts of these people, he was very young at the time. He didn't even know what the splashes in the water were as the guns were shooting him, but most of the people did know. You listen to other accounts of other veterans, and they said it was just silence on board. They knew that they were going, most of them, to their death. And they did anyway. And so we look at this, we've got a 97-year-old World War II veteran parachuting with 200 other people. Of course, he was in a tandem jump, this particular veteran. But he did it again. He's in pretty good shape at 97 to do a parachute jump, even if he's doing it as a tandem veteran. They had, when we look at the statistics on the Normandy invasion, they had 10,000 casualties, 4,400 killed. And of course, more than, 5,000 were injured. So, you know, it's about 10,000 casualties. Of the 4,400 Allied troops killed, 2,500 of them were Americans. On the German side, of course, many thousands were killed or wounded. They don't say how many were killed on the German side in this particular article. But nevertheless, you know, when we look at this, as I said, when we're talking about Tiananmen Square, there were 10,000 people killed. Not casualties, but killed. I mean, here we're talking about all the Allies. Think about the slaughter as these guys are running into machine gun nests. And that I talk about these two statistics. Because you have to understand the ruthlessness of the Chinese communists. And quite frankly, the people, the Chinese communist leadership that we're now dealing with today is even worse than the Chinese communist leadership that did Tiananmen Square. Because as horrific and as widespread the slaughter was on D-Day, they did that to unarmed people. And of course, that's one of the reasons they could do it, was because the people in Tiananmen Square didn't have guns like the Allies did when they were attacking the Germans. But they just mowed down people with their tanks, with their machine guns in Tiananmen Square. These are the people who have now created the social credit system, who are monitoring everything that their citizens do, who are controlling everything their citizens see, who are punishing them, taking their social credit scores, withholding transportation, jobs, everything from these people. And if you don't understand that the infrastructure for that is rapidly being built here in the United States, we are now entering, we've been entering this since August of last year when they came after Alex Jones and InfoWars. And now you see this censorship accelerating. Every day it's accelerating. Yesterday, we see a poll that Americans think fake news is a bigger problem than terrorism. Let me tell you something. What is going on right now in the digital public square is a prelude to a kind of Tiananmen Square attack in the public square. It really is. These people are setting up an oppressive regime. They've got their database. They've got their hardwares being put in place. They've already done the beta testing in China. They're ready to roll this out here in America. And we're just congratulating ourselves, patting ourselves on the back because we defeated the Nazis. And 75 years ago, we began the defeat. Folks, the World War II generation was a great generation. They had a lot of courage fighting this stuff. My father, my uncles are part of that generation. But their blindness was that they believed in the, not only because they were on the right side in that war, but they came out of that war with a blind faith and a blind trust in their government. They believed their government could do no wrong. And when their government started to go wrong in small ways, they didn't correct it. They gave it a pass because, you know, it's the American government. Are we that different today? When we see President Trump going wrong, do we just step back and say, MAGA? Or do we correct that? Do we try to speak out against that? See, that was the mistake of the World War II generation. Their blind trust in the government that they loved. And do we have blind trust in men that we love? Or do we stand for principles? Do we understand what these principles are about? See, that is where the danger is with this. And this is why that combined with what is being done, and people seem to be blissfully unaware of that. They seem to be blissfully unaware of the cyclical nature of history. Now, of course, preceding World War II, we had great worldwide economic unrest. Are we in a situation like that? We have the biggest economic bubble the world has ever seen. Yeah, the 1930s depression came after the 1920s economic bubble. That was nothing compared to what we have now. You look at the massive oppression of citizens within Nazi Germany, people being picked up, sent off to prison camps, executed because they identified who they were. You know, there's a lot of aversion to the government looking at privacy, at least there used to be, in Holland. When they started doing automatic license plate scans for toll booths, they said, you're not doing that here, initially, 25, 30 years ago. Because they remembered when the Nazis came in, they couldn't burn all of the records that they had on everybody because they had so much and it was so tightly packed that the Nazis got all those records. They said, we're not going to have that happen again. Look at how blissfully ignorant we are of what they have done.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical gobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
they hadn't landed at that time, maybe we would all be Germans now. Or maybe we wouldn't even exist. Or maybe they landed, we won, and we became Germans with Operation Paperclip. I mean, it's, and you call it Hydra, whatever you want. I mean, the Captain America, Winter Soldier, did a great job of putting it there. As a matter of fact, my problem with it is they did such a great job of showing the essence of how Operation Paperclip and the Nazis had insinuated themselves into the higher levels of government with this fictional organization called Hydra. They did such a good job of doing that. Most people are going to, they don't understand history. They don't understand really what's going on with Operation Paperclip and the history of that. And by the way, Annie Jacobson has a great book on the history of Operation Paperclip. But nevertheless, if you don't really understand what went on with that, and if you don't understand how these high-level ranking Nazis, yeah, we had the big show trial there at Nuremberg afterwards. But a lot of these people who are really leading this thing, they were given a free pass because we wanted their technology. And we have used their technology to create a tyrannical technological state that, as William Binney said, is far worse than anything the East German Stasi had after the war. It's far worse than anything the Nazis could have hoped to have already in place, ready for them to pull the trigger. And folks, they are ramping this up very quickly. When we look at what's going on with YouTube, with Twitter, ramping up the censorship on a daily basis. And the American people in a poll say, well, I think that, you know, fake news is a bigger problem than terrorism. Well, I have a problem with the labeling of fake news. What does that mean? Yeah, both people, I'm sure that's a high ranking choice because people on both the left and the right are calling each other fake news. Who decides that? Well, it's going to be decided by the government. It's going to be decided by the real government, the big corporations, who have more money and more power than most governments worldwide. Yeah, they're basically too big to regulate, I think. And they're too big to jail. I don't see anything happening with this. It's moving so slow. President Trump did nothing for about 7 to 9 months. Now he's got a poll that he's put out. The Justice Department, the FTC are talking about antitrust regulations. As I've said before, I don't think this is anything other than the corrupt deep state, the swamp, the bureaucracy, the mafia, the mob. Call it whatever you want. Just like the mafia, they're running a protection racket. And I think all they're doing is telling these big corporations, it's election time. I need you to pay up for some protection here. And they will, and they'll get it. Just like we were talking yesterday about the moves by the FDA to come after anything that is natural, safe, affordable, health care, your choice. All that's got to be gone. What has the Trump FDA done? They've made things even worse. Just like the border has gotten even worse. Just like the attacks on free speech and free media have gotten worse. Just like the attacks on the Second Amendment have in many ways gotten worse. Because we've had an irrelevant item. Bump stocks. Fine. When you get rid of bump stocks, the issue with that is that was never regulated, even by the Obama ATF. And now President Trump did that by executive order, setting a very dangerous precedent, talking about doing that again with silencers. I see a comment from one person on the video. Trump is not stupid. He knows exactly what he's doing. This is the danger. This is how the government, the federal government, got out of control after World War II. This blind loyalty to people without taking a look at what they're doing, without calling them on this. The very fact that President Trump is saying, I don't like them, I think I might ban them, I'll take a look at banning them, and so forth. That is stupid talk. Foolish talk. Rebellious talk. Rebellion against the Constitution to talk like that. You're a leader, President Trump. You don't talk about overthrowing the Constitution. That's not a negotiating tactic. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, my God-given rights, are not on your damn negotiating table. You don't have the right to talk about that. It's non-negotiable. How dare him even talk about that? The founders of this country said, regard with suspicion anyone who approaches the dangerous jewel of liberty. And he has not only approached it, he has set up a precedent for taking it from the executive order. And Kamala Harris just grabbed that right away. Said, I'll do that. She's not the only one. I'm telling you, the next Democrat president we have will follow his example. Well, President Trump did this, and you guys didn't complain about that. Why didn't we complain about it? Well, because it was President Trump, and he's our buddy. And so we let him set that dangerous precedent. No. No. And I don't want his FDA taking away my health care choices and a free market either. And they just did. The stem cell clinic that they shut down, and they're now banning stem cell treatment from fat cells. Like I said, I had a couple of family members using that. It was very effective for them. They should have that right, that choice. It's their cells. And again, they've never regulated, the FDA has never regulated far more invasive surgical procedures. Oh, well, they never regulated surgical procedures at all. Never regulated medical devices. The FDA did not come in and regulate in vitro fertilization, where you remove an egg, you fertilize it in the glass, then you implant the egg back. That is far more involved than just removing a little subcutaneous fat, curating stem cells from the person's own fat, and then re-injecting that. Now, at the same time they did this, I find this very interesting. And I'm not saying President Trump is responsible for this. President Trump is doing the right thing to shut down fetal tissue stem cells. That's unethical, it's immoral, and it's not effective. Should have been shut down a long time ago. It started under George W. Bush, by the way. The Bush family has long had no problems with Planned Parenthood. Prescott Bush, the patriarch of the Klan, was the treasurer for Margaret Sanger and her eugenicist organization, Black Genocide. But nevertheless, it was the right thing to shut that down. But you see the articles about President Trump shutting down fetal tissue research taken from aborted babies, and everybody goes, good. And then you see, if you do see any articles, because, of course, most of the mainstream media is not covering this because they get funded by the big pharmaceutical companies. But if you see any articles out there about stem cells, most people in America that I talk to think that stem cells only come from aborted babies. They don't. They've never been effective. The most effective treatment has been from adult stem cells. And these are adult stem cells taken from your own body that the FDA is saying you can't do. Why are they doing that now? And why are they muddying the water by talking about how they have prohibited fetal tissue stem cells? Well, the cynical conspiracy theorist among us would say that they know exactly what they're doing. This is all happening at the same time they are cutting down our access in the free market. We need to understand who the nature of these Nazis. When we come back, I've got some economic news, because that's the other side of this equation. Are we Germany 1935 here in the United States? In about 10 years, they believe they're going to have their smart prison cities and have you locked up in them. Are they right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power, the power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus,
DNA Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Turbo Force,
Turbo Force,
Ultimate Female
Ultimate
Force,
Female Force,
and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we look at the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the invasion of Normandy. How did we get into that situation? Are we about to get into another one? As I said, about every 70, 80 years, we have a major fourth generation, four generations, about 20 years apart. Usually, it involves a war. Frequently, it involves economic disruption, and that's what happened the last one that we had, which was the Great Depression of World War II. Strauss and Howe, who wrote the book, Fourth Turning, said when they wrote it in the early 90s, they said probably something will happen in the mid-2000s. They'll begin a financial crisis that will continue to percolate as these generations, the generational effects come together. People are ready for a change. You know, about every 70 years, people are ready for a change in society, a radical change in society. And as I've said before, when we look at the Civil War, about 30 years before the Civil War happened, you had a major clash between the North and the South over economic issues, over tariffs. And yes, after the war, they made the major issue slavery, but that was not the major issue. Slavery was a part of the economic conflict between the two different groups. And of course, that had come to light 30 years earlier. We had the rising industrial power taking on the entrenched agrarian power economically. And you had people in the North enacting tariffs for economic protection, the people in the South wanting open markets. They call them the Tariff of Abominations. You had South Carolina get right up to the point of seceding. And you had the president call up at that time, call up the military. So if you secede, we're going to attack. Cooler heads prevailed at that time, and it didn't happen. But it was exactly what did happen 30 years later. Why? Because the generational timing was right. And you can see this happening throughout Europe as well. Again, you had consolidation going on throughout Europe. You had local, regional government being consolidated into national governments at that time. You had a lot of different independent Italian states that were basically had grown up a little bit larger than the Italian city-states. They started coalescing into the Italian nation. You had a civil war going on in Italy at exactly the same time as a civil war in the United States, fought between agrarian established interests and the new industrialists who wanted a nationalist government. That happened at exactly the same time. You had German nationalist state that was part of a consolidation of the Prussian states and other groups happening at the same time without a civil war. But that kind of consolidation with and without war was happening across the world. There was no slavery in the European states that was part of that. That was a secondary issue here in the United States. They made it, after the fact, the central issue, but it wasn't the fundamental issue. Fundamentally, it was economic and political change of power base, and it had to have the right generational timing. And so the question is, are we at that kind of time now? Strauss and Howe said they thought something would start about the mid-2000s. Well, we had something start about the mid-2000s. It looks like we kind of got over it, and yet what we've done in getting over it, we don't have a fundamentally sound economy. We have a bigger and bigger debt bubble. And we can see this happening across the world. We just had Republicans join Democrats to kill Rand Paul's fiscally responsible pennies plan. Because why? Nobody cares about the debt crisis. They don't care about how big the bubble is. This is by Tiana Lowe. She writes, Senator Rand Paul introduced about as reasonable an attempt to rein in our exploding deficit with his pennies plan. It would cut 2% from on-budget spending per year for the next 5 years. Additionally, Paul's plan would expressly protect Social Security. It would include instructions to make the individual income tax reforms passed by President Trump permanent. And it would expand access to health savings accounts. I mean, this is great. Keep these tax cuts that President Trump put in, keep them permanent. Protect Social Security for people that, you know, you got people who have been promised this all their life. I mean, that's not the first place you want to try to cut spending to people who have been paying into this all their lives and then cut the rug out from underneath them at the end of their life. And health savings accounts and so forth. It's a modest but tangible step in the right direction. Just basically cutting 2% a year for 5 years. But guess what? Republicans don't want that. Of course, Democrats don't want that. Nobody wants that. Nobody cares. We have MMT, Modern Monetary Theory, or as I call it, the magic money theory. It's just magic money. Let's just print it. Let's just lower interest rates and print more money. No problem. We don't have to cut spending by 2%. Ha ha. No. Let's party like it's 1929. Just 22 Republicans proved themselves to be patriots. 69 senators, including 25 Republicans. So that's 25 Republicans joining all 44 Democrats. Voting no to bring the bill to a vote. Here are some of the Republicans who don't want a small reduction in the cumulative debt that we're going further and further, that we're escalating into, that is exploding. Josh Hawley, he refused to bring that to a vote, the pennies plan. Tom Cotton, and this is kind of interesting because Tom Cotton, as Tiana Lowe points out, had signed the contract from America. Now, this didn't get a lot of publicity. It's not like Newt Gingrich's contract with America. He had a 10-point plan, and that was largely responsible for getting a Republican majority in 1994. But they have a contract from America. Now, when I ran in 96 for Congress, I called it I said, here's my contract with America, and I put up the 10 points of the Bill of Rights. Newt Gingrich had 10 different points. That had nothing to do with your freedom or your liberty. Anyway, Tom Cotton signed the contract from America. It endorsed a constitutional amendment to require a balanced budget back in 2010. But guess what? He won't sign on today to the pennies plan from Rand Paul that would cut spending by 2% to try to approach. It wouldn't balance the budget. It would start to get there with a gradual process. This is why, when I say these people talk about stuff, they have absolutely no intention of getting behind. You got to understand the difference between what politicians promise, what their positions are, and whether or not they really embrace those principles. And so we can see Tom Cotton does not. Neither does Marco Rubio. A couple of senators who did vote with Rand Paul on this were Tim Scott, South Carolina, Ted Cruz, Texas. Many of these other people just BSing you. So what does that mean, though? Does it really matter? Does the deficit matter anymore? Does the exploding annual debt matter anymore? Well, we've got a lot of different countries around the world that don't like the United States, and they're doing things to make sure that we don't have the world's reserve currency. Because right now, yes, it doesn't matter whether or not we have a deficit. Why? Because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world. But if we lose that situation, folks, if we lose that position, and there are a lot of countries that don't like us, Russia and China, for example, Iran, many, many countries are working to come around with a system that takes on the dominance of the American dollar. And that would include many in Europe as well and the EU. Governments around the world have begun buying up gold. Central banks are among the largest purchasers of gold so far in 2019. They've bought 145.5 tons of gold. Now, listen, how does that compare? You don't know how much gold they buy every year. But in just the first quarter of this year, central banks around the world bought more gold than in the preceding 6 years. Do you understand how that stepped up? 68% from the year before. It's accelerating. And because, you know, 5-6 years ago, they weren't buying that much at all. And this is the largest net purchase of gold by central banks since 1967. But we don't have to worry about the debt. We don't have to worry about the deficit. We've got the world's reserve currency, and we will always have the world's reserve currency, right?
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Can't derive. 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. I want a long burn. Can't derive. 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. That's Turbo Force. I tell you what, I'm feeling a lot of energy. My brain sure working good right now. Good right now. Good right, good right, good right now. We work out next level. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. We work out next level. Turbo. It's Turbo Force. And get the fish oil.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about what is going on with gold. We've had the largest net purchase of gold this year so far, since 1967. Just last year, if you remember, Russia's central bank not only bought a massive amount of gold, 274 tons of gold, but they also dumped 84% of their U.S. Treasury debts. They're now the largest buyer of gold. And Russia and China have just met and agreed to do bilateral trade using their national currencies rather than the U.S. dollar. Now, what does this mean? This means that we will not be able to forever ignore our deficits if this is to go through. Russia and China, they said in a press conference, Putin said Russia and China intend to develop the practice of settlements in national currencies. Folks, this, not the fake Russiagate fantasy, this should be news. This should be recognized as a threat. But of course, they don't want to talk about this because they want to pretend that what is going on now will always go on. They don't have to worry about any kind of fiscal responsibility. They can just spend, spend, spend without any regard to any of this stuff. They're not even interested in cutting spending by 2% over the next 5 years. No, not going to do that. Even the Republicans, for the most part, don't want to do that. Rand Paul's program. A draft government decree on national currency trade was released earlier during the day between Russia and China. The document stipulates that Moscow and Beijing will cooperate on development of national payment systems as well as facilitate cross-border payments in national and other currencies. And so when we look at what's going on in Europe, for example, remember a couple of days ago I had Richard Pryor, Richard Proctor, expert on the Constitution, not a stand-up comedian who has passed away. Richard Proctor was talking about the Constitution, talking about how do we get our power back. Understand that just like in the European Union, and in this particular story, we see how the European Union is trying to punish Italy, singling them out when their financial situation is really no worse than France's. And when, if they actually cause Italy to leave the EU, or maybe the European Union, maybe they'll leave the euro as a currency. Maybe they'll have another currency because that's what they're talking about. If they put that pressure on them, if they leave the euro currency and launch a parallel currency of their own that they control in their state, that's going to break the political power of the European Union. And when I was talking to Richard Proctor, we were talking about state chartered banks. Because, see, this is an issue of how do we break the power of the Federal Reserve that's being weaponized against states, against our individual liberties here in this country. Make no doubt about it. They have used the banking system to shut down free speech. Look at all the different individuals now that have been deplatformed by banks. They get a note saying from the bank saying, we don't like what you're saying. We don't like your free speech. We don't like what you're putting up in the public square. And so we're going to close your account. There's not that many different banks out there, and they continue to consolidate. So what does that say? It says that this financial oligarchy that's all tied into the Federal Reserve can shut down anybody they want. They've already done this not just on speech, but they've done this on gun issues. They've done this on legal marijuana issues. That's why California was looking at something that wasn't exactly a state-chartered bank. But again, they were looking at a way to escape these types of controls, and that's what's going on in the European Union as well. So yesterday you had Italian stocks and bonds sliding after the EU said we're going to discipline Italy because we don't like how big their debt is. They said Italy has not made any sufficient progress in reducing its debt in line with the European Union bloc's fiscal rules. They said they're very concerned because it's right now it's 131% of GDP. They project that it will go up to over 135% of GDP due to a large debt increasing snowball effect. And so what is their solution? Well, they said, we're going to fine you billions of dollars. That's only going to make their that projection kind of self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will. Now, Italy, for their part, says, no, no, no. Your projections are radically different than our projections. If you look at the charts, see if you can pull that up there, Travis. If you look at their charts, the Italian government says, well, okay, we're at 131 right now. We project, though, that it's going to level out and it's going to drop, whereas the EU projection shows it going on the current trajectory, actually accelerating a little bit. Now, why does Italy say that they're going to, they're projecting that it's going to go down? Well, it's because Salvini says we're going to have Trump-like tax cuts. We're going to engage in job production here. And so he says we're not going to go in that particular direction. As a matter of fact, this would be the first time, folks, in the EU's history that they would have used this type of ruling, having an excessive deficit. This is not what happened with Greece when, if you remember, they overthrew the elected government and put in a Goldman Sachs banker to rule the country. This is not what was happening in Greece or in Portugal. This is just saying, well, we think that your deficit is too high as a percentage of your GDP, so we're going to punish you. First time they've ever tried to do that. And the interesting thing is that just like this, the moves that President Trump has made against China, Italy is holding all the cards. You know, when President Trump says, I want to equalize the tariffs, you want to equalize them at 0%? I'm with you. You want to equalize them at 25%? I'll do that too. He says that to China because China has had a very unfair advantage now for decades. They were the ones who've been benefiting from a trade war. Their trade war has basically bombed out our industrial base over the last 25, 30 years. And the establishment of both parties have been applauding that. So President Trump comes in and says, We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to have a rough parity in terms of this. So, you know, we can go lower or we can go higher. What would you like to do? Well, you're not going to go lower? Then I'll raise the tariffs on you. And they say, Trump started a trade war. No, it was the people who were complaining about it, the people on Wall Street, the people in the political establishment that started that trade war against the United States a long time ago. And so as they're pointing out in this, while everyone is talking about Italy and its budget deficit, France hasn't had a balanced budget since the late 1970s, reported one analyst. And so the current debate is over excessive debt, not over deficits. So this is looking at cumulative debt, not annual deficits, because the deficits are actually starting to get better in Italy, and they're projecting that they will get better if they lower taxes. I believe they will. We saw that happen here. France violates, by the way, both sets of numbers already, by a little smaller margin. So obviously, as they point out, there's one set of rules for France, another set of rules for Italy. Oh, of course, because this isn't about financial issues. This is about political power. Now, Matteo Salvini, after sweeping the European elections this last week, said, I don't govern a country on its knees. He's not going to bow down to the European Union. Another member of the budget committee said, we are not Greece. We are net contributors to the EU budget. We have a trade surplus, a primary budget surplus. We are in better shape than France. And Salvini went on to say, I'm not going to hang myself for some silly rule. He said, what we need here is a Trump cure. We need positive fiscal shock to reboot the country. And so he's proposing a flat tax of just 15%. That'll do it too, folks. That'll do it. That's actually a better tax proposal than what we had here from President Trump. That actually will do it. Debate is growing in Italy also about the suggestion that a new domestic currency could be introduced by the government to pay its debts. And the policy, the possibility rather, that Rome's Eurosceptic coalition might use that to facilitate the nation's departure from the euro. See, this is about political control. Remember, the first proposal for the euro, the unified currency, was made at Bilderberg. Yes, there'd been talk about a common market and all that kind of stuff that predated that. But it was first proposed, the euro was first proposed at the second Bilderberg conference. We know that now from released minutes, 1955. And they got what they wanted. And it has been used as a tool of political control, just like the Federal Reserve is used as a weapon for American hegemony abroad, but it's also used as a weapon against us here internally, now being used to attack our free speech, to attack our gun rights, to attack our ability to take whatever medicine we want to take. And the interesting thing about this is that if they pull this back, Germany is going to be hit a lot harder than Italy will on this. Folks are about to go to a break. I just want to tell you before we do, there is a disturbance in the force. That disturbance is a 50% sale on many items that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Force sale, we have Brain Force Plus, 50% off, DNA Force Plus, 50% off, Turbo Force, Ultimate Female Force, all of those, 50% off for a limited time. Also, as a new exclusive special, just use the code DAVID to get an extra 20% off of Silver Bullet, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Brain Force Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power. The power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus,
DNA Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Turbo Force,
Turbo Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. One last word here that I didn't have time to put before we went to break. If Germany, which really is in control of the EU, you know, we look at the aftermath as the, we have the few 90 plus year old veterans, people who were in their mid to late teens. Now if they survive, they're in their 90s. 75 years after the invasion of Normandy, but yeah, we defeated the Nazis, but Germany has achieved their goals with the European Union. And again, I talk about the euro as Italy is talking about having a parallel currency because of punitive measures being taken by them. One set of standards for France, another set of standards for Italy to try to punish them. Because they don't like the politics of Italy. They don't like the nationalism. They don't like a leader who says, we're going to put the interests of Italy first before the dictates from Europe. I'm not going to lead a nation that is on its knees to Brussels. But they've been able to do, with financial and political collusion, get a unified Europe under Germany, which is something that they tried in the last century to do. Without success, they've been able to do it now with a unified currency. And again, when we go back and look at this, it's absolutely amazing that where the euro was first proposed at Bilderberg, their second meeting, 1955, but their first meeting, 1954, was at the Bilderberg Hotel, right there at the site of the last Nazi victory, Operation Market Garden. You'll see it acted out in A Bridge Too Far. After the Allies landed, as they began pushing across, it was the last victory there. At that bridge, and that's where they chose to have that meeting. Significant also because the first leader of that meeting was a individual from the Netherlands, member of the royal family there at the Netherlands, that was ushered into the UK by Ian Fleming, the creator of James Bond, vouched for him. Many people believe that he betrayed the Allied forces to the Germans, gave them the plans there. Of course, he was the first leader of Bilderberg afterwards. Another leader, Sir Peter Carrington, who, as you'll see in the movie, and is, of course it actually happened in real life, they kept telling him, bring up your tanks, he just set, and set without helping anybody. That was a key part in the German win. He was the second Bilderberg leader, taking the place of the first guy. Anyway, so now they've achieved what they wanted, but it may be... very interesting. If they try to push this advantage, as I point out in the Zero Hedge article, who holds the upper hand here? Italy owes creditors close to half a trillion euros. Because we're not talking about them increasing their debt on an annual basis. That's the deficit. They said their deficits are shrinking. They're actually doing better than France is. Now they're looking at the cumulative debt. They say, well, it's too high. It's been too high. But they've decided that now they want to do something about it because they don't like this wave of nationalist elections that has swept through in the last week or so. And so now they're talking about punishing Italy. So they said Italy owes creditors close to half a trillion euros. If Italy defaults, the rest of the countries have to pick up the tab based on their GDP weighted ratios. So they take their GDP, they find a percentage weight of what it is of the cumulative total, and then they assign that. So guess what? Since Germany is number one, if Italy defaults on that, Germany would be responsible for 27%. Italy, if it was to default, would only be responsible for 17.9%. And Spain would have to pick up 12%. And they're already on the ropes. But what if Italy really does default and they don't pick up their 18%? Well, then that makes the pot even bigger that the other countries like Germany have to pick up. But Germany is on the tab for the biggest default here. Deutsche Bank and the German banks are already very worried about that. So they don't, just like the Chinese and their fight with President Trump over trade, they're not holding the big cards. Well, actually they are. They're holding an IOU. They better play it carefully. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a quick look at the Washington Mafia. Yeah, that's really what it is. It's not a swamp. It's the Mafia. They operate like a mafia. It's a big protection racket. And you know, these different bureaucracies that go with the three-letter acronyms, they're really like different mafia families. They've got their little turf, their territory that they carve out. You know, you had the FCC and the FTC fighting over regulating the internet not that long ago. Because that was some new turf, and so they got to have a turf war as to who's going to control that. They write the rules, they enforce the rules. Just like Nancy Pelosi said, you know, we got to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it. It's actually true. We're going to let them write the rules, the laws. We're just going to create an agency. We're not going to fill it out with details. We'll let the devils in the D.C. bureaucracy fill out the details. And Tucker Carlson was talking about Elizabeth Warren yesterday. And, you know, I look at the way these people operate as a mafia. I mean, just look at what Nancy Pelosi said. I want to see Trump in prison. I want to see Trump in prison. And what I think she's angling for, she's got a lot of pressure, political pressure in her party to impeach Trump. These socialist ideologues want a virtue signal to their base. She understands that's going to be political suicide for them. She remembers what happened when the Republicans impeached Bill Clinton when the economy was doing well. And most people saw them as trying to punish somebody politically, and they rejected that. And so she doesn't want to go there. But she also doesn't, she's getting a lot of pressure from the base, so she's trying to straddle this fence here. And so she's come up with the idea that, I want him to go to jail as a private citizen. And, of course, they may try to do that. I mean, look at what they've done to Paul Manafort. The state of New York coming after him and saying there's no way that President Trump can pardon him. And actually, they're right, because they're coming after him with state laws. Say the Democrats will respect the power of the states when it suits them. When it doesn't suit them, they won't. There's one set of laws that they will go by. They'll ignore them when they choose to ignore them. But basically, you look at the over-the-top treatment of Paul Manafort from the very beginning, just like they're doing to Roger Stone. They put Paul Manafort in solitary confinement after, you know, a midnight raid to him as well. They eventually locked him up in solitary confinement. Now he's going to Riker Island, this violent prison that even the people who don't like Paul Manafort are saying, you know, we really ought to reform that place. It is a hellhole, very dangerous. And they're bragging about how the president can't pardon him because he's under state rules. They would love to do that with President Trump after he's out of the presidency. Let's lock him up. He's got a lot of assets in New York. We can criminalize anything that he does because, you know, financial crimes are so numerous because we've got a bureaucracy that's written all these complicated rules, just like the IRS did. You know, the IRS is where they perfected this tactic of creating a bureaucracy, giving them free reign to do whatever they want. If it gets too bad, they can come in like they're heroes protecting us from this out-of-control bureaucracy, but they rarely do. But the bureaucracy can write the rules. The bureaucracy can say, well, because these are rules and not laws, you have violated a civil regulation, and so we can take your property, civil asset forfeiture. We can take your property. We don't have to charge you with a crime, let alone find you guilty. We don't have to charge you. We just take your property. That's what they're doing on the war on drugs. But all this began with the IRS. The IRS could write the rules. The IRS could enforce the rules. The IRS could put you in their court. And there was no control over that. And we had the Congress abdicate their power, their authority, their duty to write the laws. So we now have regulation without representation. We have taxation without representation. And all of these different agencies have begun doing this. Remember, a couple of years ago, we had the EPA coming after a guy when they were trying to say all the water in the United States is going to be regulated by the EPA, and it doesn't matter if it's all even locked up on your own property. They had one guy who was a welder in Montana. He had 8 acres of land. He had gone to the state and local officials, and he'd said, well, I want to create a little pond here within my 8 acres, and I'm going to use it for recreational use for my family. I'm going to use it for my livestock to water them. And they said, okay, fine, no problem. Then the federal EPA got involved with this, and even though his little pond did not cross his property line, let alone a state line, they said, well, we're under control of that. We have control of that. And they started assessing fines. I think it was something like $30,000 a day against him. And then they tried to garnish his wages just like the IRS would do. At that point, a federal judge finally said, no, you can't do that. But see, all these agencies are doing that type of thing. And so you have Nancy Pelosi out here saying, well, you know, let's get him as a private citizen. I don't want to see him impeached. I want to see him in prison. So that's the tactic that she's taking to Nadler and the radicals in the Democrat Party. Let's give him the Manafort treatment after he's out of office. See, they really are a mafia. Remember, it was Nancy Pelosi, and of course, she's become a multimillionaire being in politics. And one of the ways that she did that was with insider trading. It was 60 Minutes a few years ago that did an expose of how much money Nancy Pelosi had by doing insider trading. Now, nobody can do insider trading like a politician, like a high-ranking politician, because they know how they can, they know which industries, which specific companies even are going to be affected by the regulations or the taxes or whatever that they're getting ready to pass. So nobody can do insider trading like the people in Congress. And yet they exempted themselves from insider trading rules. Remember, we had Martha Stewart who went to jail. Well, she didn't actually go to jail for insider trading. They didn't find her guilty of that. They found her guilty of a process crime of lying to them, right? But they didn't do anything to Nancy Pelosi. Instead, when 60 Minutes exposed how corrupt this was, and it is a very corrupt practice, allowing Congress and people who write the rules to profit from writing those rules, knowing which companies are going to prosper, which ones are going to be hurt by the rules that they're writing, they can trade on that information in advance, make a lot of money, as Nancy Pelosi did. They even called it the Pelosi rule. And it passed because they were shamed by 60 Minutes. Even the mainstream media got in this and said, look at how corrupt the cesspool is. And Nancy Pelosi was the top person involved in that process. So they passed the rules. And then 6 to 9 months later, they quietly undid those rules. Said, no, we're going to do that again. See, this is the mafia that's there. And this is Nancy Pelosi saying, well, we're going to put Trump in jail. And I want to see him put in jail after he gets out of office. You know, so when we look at this, and Tucker Carlson had a spot last night, and I agree with the gist of what he was saying, just not in the emphasis. And I typically agree with Tucker Carlson. He is spot on. He's been great in terms of defending America, defending free speech. He's been there always defending the censorship. Not defending it, but defending InfoWars against the censorship. But he had something interesting to say that I didn't quite exactly agree with, because it kind of came across as endorsing what Elizabeth Warren was saying. Yes, the types of things that she was saying were very important, but understand that Elizabeth Warren is just using this as campaign rhetoric. He said, in Washington, almost nobody speaks for the majority of voters. You're either a libertarian zealot controlled by the banks, yammering on about entrepreneurship, how we need to cut entitlements. That's one side of the aisle. Or worse, you're some decadent trust fund socialist who wants to ban passenger cars, right on, Tucker, you got it, and give Medicaid to illegal aliens. See, that's what I mean. He's spot on those issues. You understand, those are two of the key ways that they want to overthrow our society. They want to ban your mobility, and they want to collapse the country by expanding this welfare state to all foreign citizens who come here illegally. I've said that many times. So he's right on with that. He says on the other side, that they're on the other side. He said, on the Republican side, he said, there isn't a caucus that represents where most Americans actually are. Nationalist on economics, fairly traditional on the social issues. And he's spot on all that. And then he talks about how Elizabeth Warren embraces this rhetorically, but doesn't pull it back and just say, you understand, she doesn't really mean this. And we know she doesn't really mean it. And I'll tell you why she doesn't really mean it, because we've already seen what she has done with the Consumer Financial Protection Board when we come back. Yeah, she had a great speech. I would agree with what she said. Too bad she doesn't do it.
Did not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
in some metropolitan journals and on some TV that we are trying to find our way or unsure about. Make no mistake. We know exactly what path we're on. We know exactly what actions we need to take. And while that may take more time than some people want it to take, I respect their impatience. It's a beautiful thing, and it's important to our country, because there is great grief and sadness and pain in our country about the behavior of this president of the United States, calling a Russian assault on our elections a hoax, treating Mexico like an enemy, attacking a woman's rights. See, the list goes on and on, but that's policy. Russian thing is not policy. That is either you're honoring the oath of office or you are not.
The Russian thing is a fantasy.
But in order to go down that path, we're following the facts. We'll take them where they lead us, and when we, as we go down that path, we will be as strong as we can be. There is no controversy or try this, try that. We are on a path.
They're on a path. They're on a path. And, of course, privately, Politico says, according to their sources, she said, I don't want to see him impeached. I want to see him in prison, she told Nadler, according to Politico sources. And this, again, is just compare the fact that they don't have any crimes, right? No crimes whatsoever. As I said before, this whole Russia gate fantasy and all this stuff, just look at the two different statements that were made by Comey in 2016, by Mueller in 2019. Comey 2016, yes, Hillary Clinton committed multiple felony violations of national security, but we're not interested in prosecuting that. We will, however, go after anybody else that does this, and they immediately did go after a sailor who took pictures of his bunk bed as souvenirs when he was retiring from the Navy. But, of course, you know, Hillary committed felonies, no question about it, but we're not going to do anything about it. Then Mueller. Trump did not, nobody around him did any obstruction, or rather collusion, but he needs to be impeached for obstruction. See, that tells you everything that you need to know. Two sets of rules, and they're going to come after. They investigated the man, not a crime, for over 2 years. This is Stalin's Russia. If you want to know the Russian connection, that's the Russian connection right there. We don't investigate people here in the United States. We investigate crimes. And we don't exonerate people. You either charge them and find them guilty, or a jury finds them not guilty. You don't find people innocent. You don't find people exonerated. That's not the way the Justice Department has ever worked. But, of course, this isn't anything to do with the way that our rule of law has traditionally been set up. These are new rules that are set up. And, of course, the people like Nancy Pelosi are not subject to those rules. She's not subject to rules about insider trading. She makes the rules. They'll change the rules just to make the temporary heat from the press go away. And then immediately when nobody's looking, they go back and say, yeah, now we can do insider trading again. What she did with insider trading is orders of magnitude greater than, I'm sure, anything that they could imagine or make up about President Trump with his financial complex system of international business and so forth. I mean, it has so many different rules. Again, when the law is sufficiently complex, it's the same as having no law at all, because then it's just up to the individual, just like when you have an IRS audit. Now, what mood is the individual in? Do they like you? Do they not like you? If they don't like you, the law is so complex that they can manufacture something there, because it's very subjective at that point. When the law is sufficiently complex, it's subjective. Anybody can read anything that they want to into it. And that's exactly what they want to do against President Trump. So let's go back to Tucker Carlson. Talking about Elizabeth Warren. Is Elizabeth Warren really standing for American opportunity? She had a great speech, and I agree exactly with what Tucker Carlson was saying. He said, look, on the one side, we get the absolute lunatic left, these trust fund socialists who want to take away cars. They want to bring every person in the world in here, foreign citizen in here, and put them on the welfare rolls, whether it is food, housing, education, all the way up through college. Everybody gets a free ride. That's going to destroy the world. On the other side, you've got the libertarian zealots. And, of course, he's talking about the people who are They're for the Koch brothers who want open borders and so forth. And they say, you know, we can't do anything about the borders. We can't do anything about the big tech companies because, you know, hey, they own the public square. And so just let them do whatever they want. They're so successful as entrepreneurs. And again, as I've said before, this really comes down to the fact that many people, conservatives and libertarians, can never see a business ever doing anything wrong, just like the socialists can never see government doing anything wrong. And the problem is neither one of them look at the collusion between government and corporations, which is what really is wrong here, that fascism that we have right now. They don't see the collusion between government and Silicon Valley. They falsely see them as in opposition to each other. That is not what is really happening here. There, you don't have anybody in the government fighting these big corporations. No, it was the military-industrial complex that desperately wants what they produce. The military-industrial complex, the surveillance state, desperately wants access to that big data. These corporations are using it to make money. But they're also using it to get political power in Washington. And the government is using big data. All the stuff they can scrape off about you on social media, they're using that to get power over you. So then what does Elizabeth Warren say? Because a lot of people are saying, oh, look at what Tucker Carlson said, some good stuff about Elizabeth Warren. Well, he complimented her on what she had to say. He said she revealed in this proposal what she referred to as an aggressive intervention on behalf of American workers. This is a winning position, quite frankly, folks. You know, just like President Trump said, we're going to build a wall. That's what people want. You can say things to get elected. You can say, I understand your problem, identify with your problem. But that's a very different thing than actually doing something about it once you win. So we'll take a look at what Elizabeth Warren has actually done along those lines. But anyway, she said, I'm deeply grateful for the opportunities that America has given me. But the giant American corporations who control our economy don't seem to feel the same way. Warren's plan read, she said, they certainly don't act like it. Sure, these companies wave the flag, but they have no loyalty, no allegiance to America. These quote-unquote American companies show only one real loyalty, and that is to the short-term interests of their shareholders, a third of whom are foreign investors. If they can close an American factory, ship jobs overseas to save a nickel, that's exactly what they will do. Abandoning loyal American workers, hollowing out American cities along the way. Politicians love to say they care about American jobs, but for decades, those same politicians have cited free market principles and refused to intervene in markets on behalf of American workers. Well, I understand that exactly, and I agree with what she has to say exactly. But let's call out the hypocrisy of Elizabeth Warren talking about free markets. Come on. She doesn't believe in free markets. You know, the problem is that we have, again, we have fascism. We have an alliance. It isn't government control on one side and laissez-faire free markets on the other side. No, the big companies got to be the big companies because they worked or were helped by the government. That's why I don't think there's going to be anything coming out of this antitrust regulations. Nothing of any substance, nothing that's going to last, nothing that'll be soon enough. I mean, we look at this and say, well, they've thrived because of the free market and competition. No, free market and competition is dead. Just look at what's going on in healthcare. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods.
Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high-quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on Big Tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones, then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Snack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I just told you in the last segment, I had Elizabeth Warren saying, I'm grateful for the opportunities America has given me, but these big corporations that call themselves American corporations, they're multinational corporations, a third of their investors are foreign. Their obligation is to make money for their shareholders. And that's right, and there's nothing wrong with that. And in an ideal world where you had a real free market, you know, she criticizes the free marketplace, but we don't have a free market here. See, we don't have a free market in healthcare. When they talk about how the free market has failed healthcare, we don't have anything close to a free market in healthcare. This third-party system that was invented as a workaround during World War II, during wage and price controls. We're talking about the 75th anniversary of the Normandy invasion. Just remember some of the other things that came out of that. We had wage and price controls that were imposed. And in order to get around that and to actually incentivize their employees staying with them or doing a better job or whatever, they started giving people fringe benefits because they didn't put a restriction on fringe benefits. And then the IRS, who makes the laws about income taxes, right? They created the IRS so they could find out what the income tax rules are going to be. So the IRS said, okay, well, we'll let that go. We'll let that go. And so then that set the precedent that you can't buy personal health insurance in a competitive marketplace. You don't have the ability to write that off as a tax deduction, but your employer does. So it incentivized the third party system. And it made sure that we have a system where nobody is incentivized to actually get the costs down. I remember quite some time ago, a friend of ours who was working for IBM had a Cadillac insurance policy. They had a kid. He was outraged at all of the bogus charges that were added on by the hospital. He said, they didn't provide this, they didn't provide that, and look at how much they're charging for an aspirin, and they didn't give us one. it was like $10, $12 for an aspirin or something. He said, this is outrageous. And so he went to the personnel people at IBM, and he said, don't pay this. This isn't legit. They didn't even provide this stuff. And he said, we're not going to argue with this. We got too much to do. It's all lumped together in the big corporation insurance plan. And don't worry, the insurance company will take care of it. Yeah. Not worth fighting this. And that's why you get this kind of runaway medical care cost, because there's nobody that benefits from making sure that what was actually charged was actually charged, and it wasn't charged at an excessive rate. You know, they actually perform the services, and they are not overcharging and so forth. There's no incentive for that. That's why President Trump's policy when he was running was excellent. He had a great policy there. It was going to get rid of the restrictions on interstate competition. So you have competition, you have choice, you have accountability, you have an incentive to save money because you have health savings accounts and all these different things that are necessary for a free market to work. We don't have a free market in healthcare, and just the basics. But as I talked about yesterday, when they come in and tell you, you can't have access to CBD, that's what the FDA is now sniffing around CBD. They say, well, we got to do a study about that. We got to see if you can do that or not. Well, guess what? Even though you prohibited that, the American public, FDA, has been studying CBD quite carefully for quite some time, and we know how effective it works. We don't need your input. We've also been looking at what's going on with vaccines, even though HHS was tasked with getting that information, and they collected zero data over 32 years, as revealed by the lawsuit by RFK Jr., even though they weren't even interested in collecting any information about the safety or efficacy of vaccines. We've been looking at that, and we understand that, and that's why they want to shut down our free speech on the Internet. Meanwhile, this FDA has been focused on stopping vaping. Yes, that's their big issue. They want to stop vaping. They want to stop stem cells. They want to stop your use of CBD. But, you know, opioids, we'll talk to doctors and say, don't prescribe so much of that. You know, you would have never needed that if it hadn't been for a collusion between big government and big pharmaceutical companies. As many people pointed out, as Rand Paul pointed out after he had his ribs injured by his neighbor, he said, look, do not get on opioids. Over-the-counter medication is just as effective as the opioids, and it's not going to get you addicted. And by the way, probably medical marijuana is more effective at treating the pain. Medical marijuana can get you off the addiction if they addict you with their opioids. But how did they get all of that? Well, it was a lot of money involved, right? And so they hire the hookers to go in and talk to the doctors and sell them on the idea of prescribing this stuff in massive amounts. So much money floating around that always breeds corruption. And the FDA is populated with people who, it's just a revolving door, like all of these regulatory agencies are. It's just regulatory capture. And so we don't have a free market in any of this stuff. We don't have competition and genuine free market as we would, as you imagine it, because Wall Street and K Street, the lobbyists, have defeated Main Street. And so we don't have mom and pop businesses that are out there competing against each other, trying to offer a better product or a better service at a lower price. No, we have these people who don't care about that. They just make sure that they regulate their competition out of existence. We have corporate fascism, the alliance of corporations with governments. We have crony capitalism, that kind of corruption, where the friends of government, the friends of the politicians, get rewarded with monopolies or oligarchies, or they get them to pass regulations that are going to be too difficult for small businesses to comply with. They keep those on there long enough to kill all their small business competitors, and then they have the monopoly all to themselves, which brings us back to Elizabeth Warren. That's exactly what she did with her Consumer Financial Protection Board, I think is what it is, CFPB. You know, after we had the abuse of the banks in the mortgage crisis. Oh, we got to protect the consumers. Well, great. Except just remember how we got there. It was the Clintons getting rid of Glass-Steagall, the prohibition on banks getting involved in speculative investments. It was the Clintons getting rid of the prohibitions on these banks joining together to create banks that were too big to fail. All that happened under the Clintons in the 1990s. And all those chickens came home to roost in the collapse. But instead of going back and fixing the problem, Elizabeth Warren creates a new bureaucracy. A new bureaucracy that was so arrogant from its inception that when the first president retired, or the first president, yeah, that's what these guys actually are, whatever he was, director or whatever his official title is. When he retired, the number two said, I'm going to be his replacement. Even though President Trump said, no, I'm not putting her in that position. I'm going to put somebody else in. Oh, no, you can't do that. I'm number two. I get to take the seat here. That's how arrogant they were. They see themselves as their separate fiefdom. That's the way they operate. And so what did the Financial Protection Board actually do? Well, they put small banks out of business. Because they put so many regulations in there, just as I said, a lot of regulations that made it impossible for small local banks to compete with the big banks because the paperwork involved was so lengthy, so complicated that they couldn't do it and still make a profit. So they stopped writing loans in this area, stopped writing loans in that area. Many of them went out of business. But even if they didn't go out of business, they stopped competing with the too big to fail banks. And with enough of them going out of business, now the too big to fail banks will come back in and say, you know, all those regulations, they need to go away. They're really hurting our competitiveness and so forth. So they'll eventually get rid of those regulations after they get rid of their competitors. But she doesn't really believe in a free market because we go back and we look, a month ago. She was out there plagiarizing Obama. You got a business, you didn't build that. But she basically said that. She said, nobody in America succeeds on their own. Government-funded labs are fueling world-changing innovations and so forth. Yeah, she's absolutely right about that. Not in America anymore. They've cut off the lower rungs of the ladder of success. You don't succeed in America anymore unless you get some kind of government patron. That's the corporate fascism, the crony capitalism that we operate under today. She very well knows that. You better know that, too, because we're not going to get the big government monopoly over speech solved if we don't understand that.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine, doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine, doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. And get the fish oil.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to
show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power. The power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Ultimate Female Force, Ultimate Female Force, and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for
welcome back. Let's take a look at yesterday. We talked about the banning of stem cells. And again, we realize just how incredible this is and how rapidly we're losing our freedoms. Quite frankly, I see this as just as big a threat as the attacks on our free speech. Because again, many of the aspects of our free speech that are being banned on social media platforms have to do with our discussion of health and health choices. Don't tell me that you are pro-choice and call for mandatory vaccines. Don't tell me that you're pro-choice and back censorship of people that you don't agree with on medical issues or on political issues either. Quite frankly, the left is not pro-choice about anything except abortion. And there's some other news about stem cells today as well. This is a key issue. Stem cells, I think, are as dangerous to the establishment as your free speech and InfoWars on social media. This is something they do not want to see people find out about because it really threatens their money, threatens their power. Here, for example, a story about Pfizer that just came out. Back in 2015, they found a drug called Enbrel. And this was a drug that was used for arthritis. Probably not very effective because most people who have arthritis are trying to get stem cell treatment because the arthritis pharmaceuticals don't work. The stem cells would give people relief, family members in that particular situation. But nevertheless, they found that this arthritis drug could help to prevent Alzheimer's. They just found this out on the side. Now remember, Pfizer is the same company that sells Viagra. Remember that Viagra was originally intended as a blood pressure control medication. And then they found the unintended benefit of erectile dysfunction that they found with it, okay? Became very famous. So that wasn't what it was originally intended for, but they found that out during their initial trials. The difference with this was that Enbrel, when I looked at this, I thought, well, why didn't they do anything about this? Because they could have made a lot of money. Alzheimer's is a big thing And it's getting to be much, much bigger because you've got a lot of baby boomers who are aging. So you got this massive demographic bulge of people who are worried about Alzheimer's. Wouldn't you think that you could make a lot of money if you had a drug that would help with Alzheimer's, or even if you could tell people that it helped, even if it doesn't, which is typically the pharmaceutical story? You know, here's this poison I've got for you. Now it's going to do all these different things here. And they read out the list very, very rapidly. I think it might have a, you know, better than 50% chance it might help you or something. So you want to roll the dice? They could have made a lot of money, but they didn't do anything about it. So they find this out in 2015. The slides have just surfaced. The slides were kept hidden under wraps for more than 3 years, reports the Daily Mail. They claim they didn't think the evidence was strong enough. Well, whoever put that slide together did. PowerPoint presentation at a Pfizer meeting said Enbrel could potentially safely prevent, treat, and slow the progression of Alzheimer's. I said, well, yeah, but, you know, and I looked at this and I thought, wait a minute. They start talking about, we decided not to do this. It was simply a business decision because we would have to do clinical trials for the FDA. We would have to get 3,000 or 4,000 people. It would have taken 4 years and it would cost us $80 million. We decided not to do it. And I thought, I wonder how that 4-year trial falls in their copyright, their patent on that drug. And bingo, when I read further down in the article, I saw it right here. Enbrel was patented in 1998. They had a 20-year patent on it. Guess what? They figured this out about Alzheimer's in 2015. The patent was going to expire in 2018. The test would have taken them 4 years. They wouldn't have even been finished with the test until 2019. It would have been the public domain. They would have had no ability to charge high prices for that drug because it would be off patent. So it wasn't the issue that it was off label. It was the issue that it was going to be off patent. That's why. And as one of these individuals said, well, to be fair to drug companies, they're not saintly organizations. Yes, we realize that. And we have to understand they are commercial entities whose first responsibilities are to their shareholders. I reported, and I'll say it again, CNBC doing a story with Goldman Sachs, and the two of them are just talking about a report that Goldman Sachs put out April 2018, a little over a year ago. And they said, we got to be careful that we realize that curing disease is not a sustainable business model. And they gave an example of a company that had come up with essentially a very effective cure or treatment for one of the strains of hepatitis. And they said, see, they made a couple of $1 billion the first year, but then their sales went to zero because they were curing people of this. We can't have that happen. Our business model, our sustainable business model for pharmaceuticals, says Goldman Sachs, is to treat people for chronic disease forever, but don't ever cure them. Don't cure them. And if you understand this, everything makes sense that these people do. They don't want you to ever get cured of cancer. They want to treat it forever. Because as I've talked about before, we had a couple of different stories that came out. The one guy who had a blog, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, saying that yes, he was, he had stage 4 cancer, lung cancer. They told him, at best you got 3 months to live. We might can put you in an experimental program here at MD Anderson. Maybe you'll make it for a year. Maybe you won't. And he just happened to come across some friends they went to school with, or college, and they said, hey, if you've got cancer, talk to me about this. I'm a veterinarian, and I found something that works. And believe it or not, he started taking anti-worming medication at the same time he started this, and he was cancer-free within a month and a half. They couldn't believe it. They said when he had gone in before, he was lit up from head to toe with metastasized cancers. And when he came back after a month and a half of using this anti-worming medicine, they didn't see anything. And the doctor said, whoa, we haven't seen this in anybody else in this study. You're an outlier. But he stayed in there. He didn't tell the doctor what he was doing. He stayed in the program for a year. At the end of the year, when the program was going to end, he was, I think, the only person who survived. They still couldn't believe the response. He was still cancer-free. And he said, well, I'm telling you something, doc. I was taking something else on the side besides what you're doing. I knew that, he said the doctor. I knew you were doing something else. And so He said, what was it? And he told him. And he goes, yeah, we've heard about that. I've known about that for about 20 years. And he goes, what? You've known about this? You didn't do this? And he goes, well, there's no money in it. No money in it. They'd spent $1.2 million treating his cancer. And he'd spent $5 a week curing it. There's no money in it, said the doctor. We've known about this for quite some time. And then I saw another article after I talked about that blog. A report from a year ago on NPR. And they were talking to a research scientist. And I think it was at John Hopkins. And it was anti-worming medicine again. It was a different brand of anti-worming medicine, as a matter of fact. And this guy was working for one of the pharmaceutical companies doing research and doing, it was part of a program that was affiliated with the university. But nevertheless, he said, yeah, I had these mice and, you know, we gave them cancer, but some of them got worms. And so I gave them the anti-worming medicine. And I noticed that the ones that I gave the worming medicine to were all cured of cancer. So I said, hey, we ought to study this. And they said, nah, we're not interested. Not interested. Again, a different type of worm. Same thing happening here. They find this medication that some of the scientists say, hey, look, this is very effective for Alzheimer's. Yeah, but our patent's going to expire before we get it qualified and get it repatented for that off-label use, so we're not interested. It's only about making money. Which brings us to this fetal tissue story that came out today. You've got the left absolutely outraged President Trump for getting rid of fetal tissue research. This is something that's been going on since the George W. Bush administration. He was fine with it. Obama was fine with it. And all the mainstream press, like Washington Post and CBS, are saying, this is horrible. President Trump is just virtue signaling about abortion to his base because fetal tissue research is very vital to HIV, childhood cancers, treatments that enlist the body's immune system to battle cancer, the hunt for a vaccine against the Zika virus, cause of birth defects, on and on and on. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. They haven't come up with any of this stuff. They've been doing this for like 20 years. Still haven't come up with any cures for it. They have had a lot of success with stem cells, but not the stem cells that they were hoping for. See, the problem is the left ignores adult stem cell uses, which are very effective. And then they trumpet the use of fetal tissue because they like the fact that they got it from abortion. The right, on the other hand, hears about stem cells and they think they only come from aborted feces, so they, fetuses. And they want to stop it. And we're going to talk about this just a little bit when we come back. We're also going to talk about the attacks on free speech. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border. Talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTruth Selenium, X2, Brain Force Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with Portal Silver Iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, mainstream press, Washington Post, CBS, they are outraged at President Trump because, as they're saying, the new restrictions on fetal tissue research, we're talking about aborted babies here. Let's just, it's not fetal tissue. I made the faux pas. I called it aborted feces. That's the way they treat babies, as if they were feces. Calling them fetal is really calling them feces. Really is. Freudian slip, but it's deliberate on their part, I think. Anyway, talking about fetal tissue research. No, it's aborted babies. And again, this is something that started by George W. Bush under his watch. They said this was the president's decision, and President Trump made the right decision. He ought to be applauded for this. They said it's another important policy to protect the dignity of human life. And it is. The problem is that the left looks at this, the left totally ignores how valuable adult stem cells are. They talk about fetal tissue. We've got to have this fetal tissue research because look at all these different diseases that it could help. They completely ignore how effective across the board, 80, 90% efficacy, very safe as well. No side effects from using your own cells to treat your own body. They willfully ignore that. And they have muddied the water here on stem cells because all, if you see anybody talking about stem cells now, they're talking about this fetal tissue stuff one way or the other. Most people, especially the people on the right, when they hear stem cells, they think aborted babies. And that's not the case. That hasn't been effective in terms of treatment. But they have had a broad efficacy across a wide range of conditions. Not just treating them chronically, but healing them. And that's why they're stopping stem cells, because these people who are all about money, who don't want to cure anything, they want to profit from you, they want to prey off of you. These big pharmaceutical vampires don't want you to have access to that. So they're using the FDA to shut that down. And they're using President Trump doing the right thing, stopping the use of these aborted babies' tissues. They're using that to muddy the water and to cover up the action that the pharmaceutical companies have taken on shutting down stem cells. It's not just one clinic. Again, as I pointed out, we've got an Iranian scientist. He's got a long list of research papers. I've got like 60 some odd papers that he's talked about. You know, coming here to the U.S., show his work. He gets arrested. He's been arrested now for 7 months without bail in a jail. They don't want this information out there in the public domain. And if you want to get treatment now, unfortunately, in the land of the fee, in the home of the slave, you're going to have to go to another country if you want to get this very effective new treatment. And so that's the thing we need to wake people up about. Again, the right thinks that stem cells are from aborted babies. The left thinks that only aborted babies can heal our diseases. No, you can do it with your own cells, taken out of your fat cells. But now that's been banned. And not only that, but just got an update yesterday on that. First, they came out and said, well, you're not going to be able to do that treatment anymore. And they hadn't said anything about people who had already had stem cells removed by removing some subcutaneous fat. They just take a little needle and they take a little bit of fat and then they extract and grow the stem cells from that. And you could bank those stem cells and use them later. You get like 25 treatments out of that for later use. My family members had some stem cells that were banked for further treatments. And the FDA just came in and stole those, shut that down. You want to know how angry that makes me? Nothing makes me more angry than a government that thinks it has the power of life and death over you. To protect its big financial bankers, they will let you die and suffer. That's how corrupt this government is. Don't think they're going to fix it. You're going to have to fix it from the outside. You're going to have to cut off this cancer we call the federal government. That's the cancer. that is killing this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we look at the border situation. We have, just like we had some Republicans come out and say, no, we don't really care about cutting the growth of spending by 2% over 5 years. 2% a year over a five-year period. Not even the penny plan from Rand Paul will be supported by many U.S. senators, many of whom said, oh, yeah, I want to force a constitutional amendment to balance the budget, but they won't vote for this kind of voluntary cut. Totally phony. Totally phony. And now we have seven House Republicans who voted for an amnesty bill. Seven Republicans in the House broke with their colleagues voting for an amnesty bill, reports Daily Caller. This is called the American Dream and Promise Act. It passed the House with a vote of 236 to 187. So if you take those seven votes and you switch them to the other side, you'd have 194 versus 229. It would have passed without these Republicans, even if they had voted the right way. But let's just read out this roll call of shame. We have Nebraska's Don Bacon, Florida's Mario Diaz-Balart, Pennsylvania's Brian Fitzpatrick, Texas's Will Hurd, Washington's Dan Newhouse, New Jersey, Chris Smith, Michigan's Fred Upton. Those seven Republicans voted for the Dream Act with the Democrats. Roy Moore was right. There's no such thing as a dreamer. There have been multiple Dream Acts that have been put up by the Democrats many, many times. They put this legislation forward. Every time it's been defeated. Then you had the Obama administration. Janet Napolitano, his Homeland Security Secretary, wrote an order saying, I'm not going to enforce the law against people who came here, weren't born here, were not anchor babies, were not even going with that fiction, that misreading, that twisting of the 14th Amendment. We're not even going to talk about that. No, these are people who weren't born here, but they came here illegally sometime before they were in their early 30s. And then we're going to call them dreamers, even though we never passed a Dream Act. It was the DACA Act, and it was an executive order by the Obama administration, his Homeland Security Director. Now, President Trump could get rid of that. And as a matter of fact, he said he was going to do it. A judge says, well, I don't think you can do that. You know, see, he can't overturn the Obama executive order with an executive order of his own. What nonsense. This is why I said President Trump cannot play this game that the Democrats have been using for quite some time, because these judges are politicized. They're overstepping their jurisdiction. They don't have the authority to enjoin the president on this kind of stuff. And there is no law. It was an executive order, which could easily be swept aside, just as President Trump has done with climate change. You know, that treaty that Obama self-ratified, he self-ratified a treaty, the Paris Climate Accord. He self-ratified a treaty with Iran. President Trump said, nope, not going to have that. Not going to have that one. Not going to do the TPP. He could do all that, and he could do that with DACA as well, but he hasn't. He's decided he's going to use it as a bargaining chip. And now you got seven Republicans voting with the Democrats. And we've seen the University of New Mexico may build a wall around their campus. Yeah, you know, they have the authority to do that, just like Hollywood celebrities who want open borders, build walls around their places. The Vatican builds a wall around themselves and so forth. But now we have a judge saying, that private organization that got a building permit from local people. No, can't do that. And going to shut down that right there. But we do have a judge that says, no, you cannot stop President Trump from using military funds to protect the border. So what's stopping President Trump at this point? Why isn't he doing this? That was Monday. A federal judge rejected a Democrat-controlled chamber's lawsuit seeking to stop him from using emergency powers to build a wall along the southwestern border. Judge said, no, you can't do that. So President Trump has a green light to do something about this, and that's exactly what must be done. Use the military, not to monitor Iran. Use the military, President Trump, to monitor our border. I mean, it is absolutely collapsing and exploding at the border. You want to talk about Mexico and putting pressure on Mexico? What they're talking about is that, we know there's about a quarter of a million people, and we can stop those people from coming across. That's nothing. Look at this. Border crisis in May, 144,000 coming across that they know of, that the head of Border Patrol knows of, the chief of Border Patrol, John Sanders. Says we're in a full-blown emergency. I can't say this stronger. The system is broken. Yes, we've noticed. He said nearly 700,000 foreigners have been apprehended in the past 8 months. He said that is more than the entire population of Miami. When are we going to do something about this? The number of people that they apprehended in May is up by 32%. It's going up exponentially. See, if you look at that, what does that graph look like there? That kind of looks like, remember all of the panic that Al Gore had about the hockey stick, he called it? It's just an exponential curve. It was his model, his projection of what was going to happen to climate temperatures. Well, that was nonsense. It didn't happen. CO2 went up by record amounts, and the temperature did not go up. And we didn't get the hockey stick. But we did get the hockey stick with immigration, and nobody's doing anything about that. No matter how many times we complain about that, absolutely nothing is being done about it. You got Republicans who are still voting to keep the border open for their corporate masters, the Koch brothers and others. It's absolutely shameful. While we're talking about Al Gore, as a matter of fact, I mentioned this briefly a couple of days ago, the fact the Australian government paid Al Gore $320,000 to conduct a climate training seminar. And when he went down there, they got their first snowfall that they have had since 2015 in Queensland, Australia. One person reporting on it from Australia said, Al Gore is here in Australia to train 1,000 useful idiots on unscience, on Neolithic reasoning and witchcraft. The man with no climate science expertise and a huge vested interest in being paid by taxpayers to train people to chant consensus, and to pretend that wind and solar can stop storms and hold back the tide. These obedient fools help to destroy any conversation about science by reciting anti-science bumper stickers like "The science is settled" and "Gravity is real." Yeah, we understand that. We understand that gravity is real. But you know what? If you want to talk about science, don't lecture me about science and tell me it's settled. Science is never settled. The essence of science, as I've said before, is skepticism. Whenever you accept every advance in science has come by overthrowing conventional wisdom. Every advance in science has come by overthrowing the settled science, because science is never settled. And when we look at this, we've got the Metro out of the UK saying the sun has reached a solar minimum. Where have you heard that before? Well, here we've had Dr. Soon has come on many times. He looks at solar activity. He says, we're going into a solar minimum. We're going to, as a matter of fact, we're fast approaching it, and now it is here, and it's going to have an effect. I mean, you know, what kind of an idiot would think that the sun affects our climate? Well, I would be that kind of an idiot. I think solar activity has an effect on our climate, and they do too, except that, listen to the way they try to spin this, because, of course, the Metro wants to go with the establishment. They say the solar slowdown often causes temporary cooling in the Earth's atmosphere. Sadly, this is unlikely to continue because the sun follows an 11-year cycle, meaning that it will simply spring back to life in the coming year. So, They say these climate change deniers hail this cooling as evidence that the heating of our world is going into reverse. No, what we understand is that it is a cycle. You look at this and you say, well, this is just a temporary cooling. And then it's going to go back the other direction. Because to them, the heating is permanent. And it's not. It's a cycle. We're the ones who understand it's a cycle. So they say the sun leaps back from its minimum after, will leap back after roughly 11 years. They've seen this before. They would pretend that it wasn't happening again. But guess what 11 years is now? That's 2030. Remember, that's when the sky is going to be falling, according to AOC and all these other alarmists. And when the solar minimum starts to disappear, they'll all go, look, Al Gore was right. He was right. It's getting hotter again because the solar minimum will be ending that cycle. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power. The power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Ultimate Female Force, Ultimate Female Force, and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to open up the phone lines if anybody wants to join the program and comment on what we've been talking about or anything else. I'll give you that number. It's 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 if you want to join the program. Before we move on from the climate change issues, I thought this was interesting. Of course, we've seen this mentioned a couple of times, the fact that 5G is going to interfere with weather forecasting. But not just with weather forecasting, not just whether or not it's going to rain this afternoon, but it's also going to have a big effect on being able to predict very dangerous life-threatening hurricanes. I remember here in Texas, the hurricane that was in the early part of the 20th century in Galveston, because it caught everybody by surprise, because we didn't have the ability at the time to be able to predict hurricanes, it caused a tremendous loss of life because nobody was prepared for it. Nobody was able to evacuate. And we might have that kind of a situation again with 5G. And you know what? Just like we're talking about these medical issues and what you should be allowed to decide whether you're going to take a particular treatment or medication, they don't really care about that. And the FDA, again, never has regulated surgical procedures, never regulated implant devices, never regulated any of this type of stuff. They've never tried to regulate in vitro fertilization, yet they're saying you can't take your own fat cells, have the stem cells extracted for you, and then put back in. No, no, no. We're not going to let you do that. We're going to now expand our authority to regulate that. And when we look at, they really don't care. Well, they've got an agenda. In that particular case, the FDA is controlled by people who are part of the big pharmaceutical industry. Novartis, who bought influence with Cohen. They paid him $1.2 million, and then behold, not too long after that, Novartis gets an authorization for a $2.1 million drug. Most expensive drug ever authorized. They don't really have to go through any kind of testing because, you know, it's such a dangerous condition that they allege that they can help. They don't have to go through this testing because it's so rare that they can't really do effective tests. They can't find enough patients that are like this. And because it's so rare, so horrible, the consequences of that, they said, well, you know, you just need to go ahead and authorize this so we can help people. Look, I understand that. Let people make that decision on their own. We shouldn't have an FDA. We could have people who inspect for safety and so forth, and we do that at the local level with food. We don't need a food and drug association at the federal level to regulate that. We've got local inspectors who can do that type of stuff, just like we've got Underwriters Lab as private. They look at electrical devices. They evaluate them for safety. We don't need to have that kind of seal of approval done by the federal government. They have no authority for that. As a matter of fact, in the Constitution, that ought to be important to us. But still, you know, they're going to... they're going to go ahead and push that because they don't care. And when you look at 5G and the fact that storm tracking could be turned off, not just weather prediction, but the ability to track things like hurricanes, as the Yahoo article points out, storm tracking could be a casualty of 5G. Satellites tracking water vapor in 2012 helped scientists accurately predict Superstorm Sandy's frightening turn toward New York and New Jersey, where it killed dozens of people and inflicted billions of dollars in damage. But it'll be far worse than that if it catches people by surprise, like it did in Galveston 100 years ago or so. But see, they're not interested in tracking storms. They're not interested in protecting your life. They could care less about protecting your life. They don't care about that at all. They want to track you, not a hurricane. They want to track your every movement. That's what 5G is really about. And in the same way, they don't care about protecting people by giving them early warning about hurricanes. They don't care if 5G is going to harm your health either. Because, again, their only interest is in monitoring you because they want to establish the same kind of pervasive surveillance that we've already seen established in China. And they've already got the big corporations that are going to partner with them in a public-private partnership of tyranny. The Facebook, the Google, Apple, all these other people who have been complicit in shutting down our free speech, they are all going to work with them, help them to collect that information. You know, all they have to do is just scrape it off the public sites, but they can turn it over to them as well. If that will give them more power with the regulators, they'll be happy to do that. It's one of the reasons why they pushed CISPA through. You know, they maintained for the longest time that if you have information with your phone company or what, any information that a private corporation has about you, they say, well, you turn that over. And we saw that same alibi being used by Facebook. They said, yes, it is a digital public square, but the people have surrendered any privacy when they gave us that information. But for the longest period of time, they've had Supreme Court rulings that say any information that the telephone company has on you, the telephone company, if they wish, can turn it over to the government if the government asks them. The government doesn't have to get a search warrant. They just come up to them and say, AT&T, you know, we're good buddies, and, you know, you got this bill coming up next year. We got these government contracts that are very lucrative for you. You'd like to be able to sell to us. You've got licenses to operate in these certain areas. You wouldn't want to put any of that stuff at jeopardy, would you? You want a good relationship with us? Just give us that information about David Knight. And they say, here it is. Yeah, it's our information. They play that game. Well, they could do that as well with the internet companies, but they were concerned that because of terms of services where these guys started, that people would sue Facebook and Google and other companies that had collected that information. So they gave them immunity. And it took them a long time to do that. But that's precisely what they intended to do. That's why they wanted CISPA passed. They tried it a lot of different times. ACTA, SOPA, PIPA, CISPA, multiple times. Finally, they changed it to CISA. And they got that passed. Because they want that information turned over. And so you've got Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. He's over NOAA, the weather agency. He's warning that critical earth science data could be lost because of 5G. The Navy is saying the same thing. Yet the FCC went ahead with an auction of spectrum to 5G suppliers. And because it's all about big money, big business. See, there's $275 billion in it for these companies. That's what they invested in 5G. And already, more companies have pledged more than $2 billion for rights to use the frequencies. Bidding in an auction that's being run by the FCC that concluded on May 28th. You got AT&T, you got T-Mobile, all these other ones getting rights for all this stuff. So there's a lot of money there for these corporations. They don't want to stop that, even if it means they can't warn you about hurricanes coming, even if it means that the 5G is going to cause an increase in cancer tumors, which we already know. Early tests of rats showed that heart and brain tumors increased in male rats. We've had many long-term studies about other types of cell phone radiation showing the same type of thing. But this is going to be, they don't care about any of that stuff. Because the corporations want the money, the government wants the control. All right, we've got several people lined up on the phone lines. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital AI enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign
pro-family populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take some of the callers who have lined up here to talk to us about various subjects. Let's begin with Benny in California. Benny says you want to talk about stem cells. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. Good morning, David.
Morning.
Yeah, I just heard a little bit about the stem search research about you were saying, and I totally agree with you with the whole medical tyranny trying to stop us from using natural resources to take care of our bodies. But
yeah, or even our own bodies to take care of our own bodies.
Yeah, and I think it's really messed up that how can a woman abort, you know, at 9 months and the Empire State Building gets lit up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. But then you can't use your own cells. You can't. It isn't my body, my choice. They don't support choice in one way or the other. With
hypocrisy. Straight hypocrisy. And I see it in you, David. I listen to you every morning. I know you had a guest, like I'm guessing like 2 days, 3 days ago regarding the stem cell research. So I'll be doing a little bit more research on it, thanks to you and your powerful guests that you always have on. And I'm for free medical, as far as healing yourself, is up to you. My body, my choice. Why should only women have to be able to say that slogan? You know what I'm saying?
Well, we understand it because it's a political agenda and because there's a lot of money in abortion and there's a lot of money in the competing pharmaceutical drugs. I mean, it's the same type of thing we see with CBD. And you've also got the FDA sniffing around. This FDA, Trump's FDA, is sniffing around CBD oil. We just had a grandmother last month, a 69-year-old woman who had CBD oil. And they had a Orange County sheriff's deputy there. You got to go into the Disney resorts now. It's like going to the airport. You know, you got to go through security. They got to look at all your stuff here. It's why I won't go back to those places. And they found a CBD container there. She was taking it for her arthritis. She had a prescription for it, but she still got arrested, spent 12 hours in jail. They were going to treat it like a felony, even though you could buy it in the stores there. This is absolutely insane, but it's all about protecting people. And it's been this way from the very beginning. That's one of the reasons why we had medical, why we had marijuana prohibition, was because it was competition to pharmaceutical companies. It was competition to textile companies. It was competition to, you know, the alcohol companies. It was big business interest that said you can't have this. CBD doesn't get anybody high. And that's the misconception that a lot of people have signed on with this. Just like a lot of people think that stem cells are coming from aborted babies. But they're, in this particular case, you know, President Trump rightfully shut down that research, and I'm glad he did. And that's all anybody is talking about right now, is the fact that he shut down fetal tissue. And they're saying, well, that's wrong. But it's wrong when they shut down you being able to use your own tissue, because that's what's been effective, adult tissue, your own tissue. And they've taken that freedom away.
I totally agree with you, David. And also, I think we need to steer. I know Donald Trump does a lot of good things, but we also got to, you know, steer him in the right direction when it comes to our health, or, yes, you know, to our health rights for everybody equally, not just a certain group of people. And if we don't do that, we could really get into really federal tyranny into our health. And that's one thing I'm not for.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, look, we've pulled so much stuff. We've pulled all these little tiny details of our life into Washington to be managed there. And I fully don't expect that any president, nobody, that's the problem, is you don't have enough wisdom, enough people to be able to micromanage our lives like we would all like them to do, right? And not me, but the way the left wants them to do. They don't have the ability or the resources to do that. And President Trump doesn't know all these different things that are happening in every aspect of his administration. He's being gaslighted by a lot of people, but he's got a lot of people that he has appointed, that he has responsibility for. He has appointed a lot of people that oppose freedom, that oppose the very issues that he campaigned on. And that's what he's got to get control of, because personnel is policy. And if he puts bad people in place, like people like Rex Tillerson, a lot of these other people, or like his current FDA people, the Gottlieb was a disaster, and so is this guy, Sharpless. Yeah. I keep thinking Needles and Sharp. Ned Sharpless. He's not a sharp guy, except maybe he is. He's sharp in terms of defending the interests of Novartis and Merck and Pfizer and so forth. He needs to get the right people in these positions, President Trump needs to. And that's where it begins. That's called management. And he needs to start managing this administration with the right people in these different places. Thank you, Benny. I appreciate that call. Let's go to Matthew in Wisconsin. Matthew, are you there? Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Give me a second. Sorry, I'm at work. can you hear me all right?
Yeah, it's kind of fuzzy. Go ahead. If we can, I'll tell you, and then we'll move on to another caller. We kind of got a shaky connection, but we'll give it a try. Go ahead.
There we go. Hey, I did talk to you a while back, I think it was like 2015 or something. You brought me on as a member of Anonymous, which I think is funny because the very topic that we were talking about at that point in time was SOPA, ACTA, and DECT. You know what I mean? FISPA.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's interesting that, that the same topic just happens to be there.
Oh, it doesn't go away because it's a long-term plan, isn't it? And they're rolling it out.
Yeah, we've been talking about that forever, you know, and then we talked about Operation Bluebeam, designer babies. You know what I mean? This is stuff that we covered like way, way long ago. My thing that I want to hit on is Autism Speaks. Organizations like that, that leftists are using basically, they're abusing the nonverbals. But the people like me, the ASPs that can, you know, research visually at like 7.5 times faster than the average person, they're training us to be social justice warriors. They're employing us in Silicon Valley. We're all sleeping in trailers because we're used to that, you know, whole involuntary vow of poverty that comes with Asperger's. And they're training us to be these super soldiers, dude. Super moderators, man. Like, nothing you guys can even compete with, dude. We're mutants. Yeah. We're X-Men, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's that came out that the, you know, a lot of this vaunted artificial intelligence that's supposedly being used by Google to shut down content that they don't like. It's really a bunch of people working in a back room.
Yep. Yeah, and they're living in trailers in Silicon Valley, dude. I know them. Some of them are my friends, you know, people that got sucked in by the program, dude, and they're gone. They're gone, dude. It's because you got Asperger's, dude. Once we create our view of the world, it doesn't change. That's why they get us into these early programs, because they need to change it early. Otherwise, you know, we turn into threats.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, that's pretty crazy. I remember years ago.
Because I want to go Jimmy Ballmer for you guys. But I don't know if you guys want to do that. So.
You want to do what?
You know, I want to do the Jimmy Ballmer thing for you guys. I got Asperger's, and narcopaths love to attack me. Narcissistic sociopaths. So that was my other thing. I'm going to put in an app to the tech jobs. I want to try to do that.
Well, that'd be great. That'd be great if you could. You know, when you're talking about these back rooms of people who are sorting through stuff and then they pretend that it's artificial intelligence, I can remember, you know, we had video stores back in the mid-80s, you know, for about 15 years, my wife and I. And I remember because we had a lot of people in Research Triangle Park where I used to work, and they were saying, yeah, we got these pictures up. We're going to become the video stores. It's like, well, you got to have something other than that in order to justify rolling out a multi-billion dollar network. But they would actually have in their experiments, because they didn't have the technology to actually serve up the movies like we can now watch on YouTube, because that technology wasn't there at the time. They actually had people with banks of VHS cassettes, and when somebody would order up a movie, they would stick it in, you know, to kind of simulate what it was going to be like. And that's what they're doing right now in Silicon Valley with this so-called AI stuff. They've got to roll out these control measures as quickly as possible. They want to pretend that it's being done by an algorithm. They want to pretend that it's being done by AI. The technology is not there yet. It's coming. But they're going to rush through and do this with people in the back room, even though they don't have the algorithm, and blame it on the algorithm.
Dude, we're poor, dude. We're 90% unemployed.
Yeah,
90%, dude. Nobody even talks about it. Like, look at
well, that's what they want for everybody.
Capable, perfectly functional. There's nothing wrong with us. We just think a little differently. I don't even see it as a disability. You know.
Well, that's what's coming for everybody. That's what they want to do with the smart cities. They want to keep us in the micro apartments, lock us up in the cities, pay us nothing, pacify us with universal basic income and that type of thing. Thank you so much for joining us, Matthew. And if you can get in there and get some reports, so be interested in seeing what you can find out there. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Going to be right back with more of your phone calls. We got Gerald in North Carolina, Corey in California, and many others have called in while we've been on the line. We've got one more segment. We'll try to get to as many callers as we can. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine. Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids.
Get the fish oil.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power. The power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus,
DNA Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Turbo Force,
Turbo Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment. We're going to try to take as many calls as we can get. Before we get back to those real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We got some new sales up. We have our Total Super Force sale. And again, these are all of our products that have Force in the name. You can now get 50% off. For instance, Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement, DNA Force Plus. I also take that on a daily basis. Turbo Force, Ultimate Female Force, all of those 50% off for a limited time. Yes, there is a disturbance, a sale in the forces right here. And we also have the Stop the Censorship sticker bomb. Visit the store now to find all your favorite stickers where you can put things out to stop the censorship. These are slogans and stickers that you can use to fight against mass media censorship. And finally, as a special exclusive to our audience here, just use the code David to get an extra 20% off of Silver Bullet. That's our colloidal silver, something that is very effective in terms of fighting infections and things like that. I always take that with me when I travel, because frequently when I travel, I start to get a cold, and I find that that always shuts it down for me. So take a look at Silver Bullet. You can use the code David to save 20% off of Silver Bullet. Finally, you don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Libertarian, or subscribe to the YouTube channel, Libertarian. I don't know how much longer that's going to be there, because now we've got new YouTube rules out there. Listen to this. Their hate speech policy they've put out. They've demonetized, of course, Steven Crowder, because you've got some Vox reporter who's just whining constantly about him. bullying him, just as we had Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy constantly whining and bullying InfoWars until social media took us off. You know, that's the model that they use. Find just one reporter somewhere, doesn't like your content, complains about you constantly, hates you constantly, bullies you constantly. And, oh, well, then this person's got to be taken off because they were accused of being hateful. And so they demonetized Steven Crowder. They put out their new revised hate speech policy because, you know, their terms of service are always changing. And, of course, those terms of services don't apply equally to everybody. They said they're going to enforce this. Anybody, they're going to remove any content that promotes violence or hate against individuals based on the following attributes. Now, let's just understand. Promoting violence or hatred is very subjective. For example, one of these items here is immigration status. You know that if you call somebody an anchor baby, use that term anchor baby, which has always been used for a very long time. It's very descriptive, and it's actually quite true. You call them an anchor baby, that's going to be considered to be hate speech. You call them an illegal alien, that will be termed hate speech or derogatory, and they'll kick you off for that. So you won't be able to talk about illegal immigration. That's the whole point of all this stuff. Now, of course, as we saw from Buttigieg, okay, he called immigration control officers, he called them illegals. So that'd be okay. You know, you can bully the people who were there to enforce the laws, but the people who violate the law, foreign citizens criminally trespassing, you call them illegals, that'll be grounds to remove you. Religion, you can't promote violence or hatred against people because of their religion, but I'm sure that'll be fine to attack people because they're Christians. That will be allowed. That will only be enforced for Muslims. Take a look at these other things. Race, nationality, ethnicity, caste, as in, you know, the types of castes that they have in India. Oh, okay. All of those, they're going to, if they presume that you have a hateful attitude when you talk about any of those verboten terms, then you'll be kicked off. But of course, it will not be okay to be white. And you can attack anybody who is white because of their ethnicity, their nationality, their race. And that'll be still fair game. No problem with that. Even things like veteran status, you know, there really are people out there who have stolen valor is a real thing. But if you criticize somebody, I guess, because of that, then they will boot you off. They're just looking for any way to shut down political debate. But let's go back to our callers. We've got a lot of people that have been holding. Let's go to Gerald in North Carolina. You want to talk about the border, Gerald? Go ahead. Oh, he's not there anymore. Okay, well, let's go to Corey in California Solar Cycles. Go ahead, Corey.
Good morning, sir. It's really nice to talk to you. I've been listening to you for quite a while back when it was still the real news with David Knight.
Thank you.
We're really, really glad to have you back. You know, I was really happy to hear that you got through your heart attack okay and the surgery and stuff. And just really, really great to have you back into my morning routine.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely. You really piqued my interest when you went into the solar cycles. I'm actually part of a community of observers that we watch the sun. We read the sun basically on a daily basis and all those different signs, you know, coronal holes, coronal mass ejections, and also with solar flares. And it's really interesting. You can learn this all in a half hour with free resources. I don't like to plug on other people's radio shows, but it is a free resource, a free website. It's a compilation of basically all of the SOHO images, as well as, you know, the KP index and things of that nature. spaceweathernews.com, mm-hmm. And you can go there and you can basically get all of the telemetry data of the sun as it happens, and of course, you know, the history of like 2 or 3 days depending on your graph. It really quick interesting note, if you go back to the hurricanes that hit Louisiana and Texas and, you know, North Carolina and the East Coast, if you look at the precursors to before they hit land and they got really, really strong, you'll notice that there were solar flares that were happening on the face of the sun, and that actually mm-hmm. intensifies hurricane activity. So for these, we're also, the community, suspicious observers, we're against the whole consensus argument and Al Gore, we laugh in their face, yeah. With empirical data. So this is
exactly.
All empirical.
I wish that you could somehow get a hold of, because Al Gore, he's making money off of this. You know, he's got blood and gore. Literally, that's the name of his corporation, you know, to trade carbon credits. He'll be the first carbon billionaire if he can get this scheme to go through. But people like AOC, you know, and the people who follow her, to them, these storms that are happening, they don't have anything to do with solar flares, like you've seen the correlation, you know, solar flare, a couple of days later, you got this big storm. No, to them, it's me driving around, it's the exhaust coming out of my tailpipe, or it's the fact that I'm eating beef and we got to kill all the cows.
Yeah, absolutely. And also a good thing with the sun, too, is you can predict earthquakes. With 80% accuracy, you can actually predict earthquakes, outgoing long wave radiation from the Earth, the connection to the sun, the magnetic connections to the sun. This can all be predicted. There are, of course, the government and those scientists that are in control of consensus don't want anybody to know about this kind of stuff. Quakewatch.net, spaceweathernews.com. Thank you, David.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we have to use this as an excuse so that they can tax us, so that they can create a pretense, a global problem, so they can give us global taxes to fund a global government to transfer money from us to people like Al Gore and so forth. They have to have a big problem so they can have a big solution. That's really what's behind this. All right, let's go to Jacob in Missouri. You want to talk about infighting, I think? Infighting on the right? Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
Doing good. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you. Pleasure to talk to you, man. I've been listening to you since you guys started the radio show with Dave Knight Show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to kind of bring up the fact that, I love Alex Jones. I love Owen Schroer. I listen to them every day. But for whatever reason, and I'm not trying to nitpick or anything, but they never really go back to the previous radio show that was going on. I've never really heard them give examples to, like, one of your guests that you had on, I think yesterday or the day before. He was talking about the states coming up with the banking system that would allow us to actually get back to a federalist constitutional republic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very important. Yeah, Richard Proctor. Yeah, we're going to have him on again because he's got a lot to say. He's got solutions. He hasn't just identified how we've gone off of the plan. The Constitution and violated, the oath that they've taken, but he's actually got some really good solutions. So we're going to have him on as a regular guest. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yes, it is a big problem. You gotta figure out what the problems are and then hit the problems and yell and keep talking about the problems, but you really got to eventually come to a solution. And that guy was the best solution I've ever heard as far as getting back to a constitutional society.
That's right. That's right. And it is surprising for a lot of people, I think, if you go back, you look at his books and he breaks it down line by line, or section by section, article by article. It's very interesting to see what a constitutional government would look like and how we've got nothing at all like a constitutional government. It's a great plan. It's not perfect and we could change it and there's a process for changing it, but they don't care. They just ignore it, as he pointed out. From the very beginning, they had a big fight about how many elected representatives we're going to have. And immediately the guys who had even written the Constitution said, never mind. We put 30,000 in there. We'll make it 50,000 and then just arbitrarily change it at will going on. Well, that's all the time we've got. Sorry to the people who are still on hold. Thank you for calling in, though. We'll try to do this again probably tomorrow. And thank you for listening to the rest of you. That's it for our program.